Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
What's that?
May I address the court while she's working on the jury?
Yeah.
I would like some clarification on the hearing that is going to be conducted outside the presence of the jury regarding State's Exhibit 60. My takeaway from her sidebar was that I was going to authenticate every single page. The defense has now advised me they only have limited objections to State 60, so I would ask for some clarification on what we're doing there.
Certain 60, the defense can be heard.
I think we resolved that with the court's ruling already, Your Honor.
I believe the captain was brought up because there might have been a discussion while it was over.
No. Ms. Fulford thought that she was referring to some of
the... I thought you were referring to the email.
Oh, no, I'm referring to the divorce.
State Exhibit 64 has been admitted, with the only exception being AA for right now.
Right, that was my bad. I thought that's what she was referring to when I said
okay.
Divorce.
As to State 60, the foundation has begun with the detective as to any other witnesses that you intend to link up the parts of the foundation with. You were certainly permitted to do so.
Is there an objection to it right now being admitted?
I believe the objection was foundation as to showing emails or communications that link up exactly with what the pleadings are.
Yes, sir. And will that be in reference to each pleading or just select pleadings?
Mr. Zellman, Ms. Fulford.
Judge, my understanding from the court's ruling is that the state could lay the foundation as they move through their case. And with that ruling, obviously we like them to establish foundation, but I'm not objecting to what has been presented as 60 other than the foundation, which, as you indicated, they can prove up along the way as long as they can prove it by the end of their case in chief.
Well, until the foundation is complete as to State 60, it is not admitted.
Understood. Okay, I am going to go forward with Mr. Rivera at this time, Judge. If we finish before 5, I'm hopeful that I'll be able, outside the presence of the jury, to conduct that hearing regarding the foundation and admissibility of that exhibit. Would that be acceptable to the court?
That's fine.
Okay. I'm not sure I'm going to be ready. I'm working on that, but just wanted to have clarification on what I was working on.
Please bring in the jurors.
And can we have Mr. Rivera brought in?
You want him brought in now before?
You want to have him seated before we bring
him? You can bring in Rivera first. Everyone can be seated. Mr. Rivera, please raise your right hand to be sworn. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Please speak loudly and clearly.
Yes, sir.
You may examine.
Sir, please introduce yourself and spell your name.
Luis Rivera. Luisrivera.
Mr. Rivera, where are you from?
I'm from Puerto Rico.
Okay, but were you living in Miami back in 2014?
Yes, ma'am.
How long did you live in Miami?
My whole life.
You were born in Puerto Rico, though?
Yeah.
Okay, but moved to Miami at what age?
2 years old.
Okay. Have you been convicted of a felony?
Yes, ma'am.
Including the murder that we're here about today?
Yes, ma'am.
It's 5 felonies, sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're currently incarcerated?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that for this case or this case and another case?
Both.
Well, both. So it's a federal sentence and this sentence?
In state case.
Okay. What did you plead to in this case?
This case, guilty.
Guilty to what?
To second degree murder.
Can you just speak up, Mr. Rivera? So
guilty to second degree murder.
Thank you. What was your sentence on the second degree murder?
19 years.
Okay, and that was concurrent with your federal sentence, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what did you have to do in exchange for getting a 19-year sentence?
I'd cooperate.
What does cooperation mean to you?
Well, telling.
Telling on who?
On my co-defenders, Garcia, Katie.
All right, did anybody ever tell you what to say?
No, ma'am.
Has anybody ever told you anything other than to tell the truth?
No, excuse me?
Has anybody told you to say anything other than the truth?
No.
Has anybody promised you anything other than the sentence that you got in exchange for cooperation?
No, ma'am.
Did anybody ever tell you, oh, you have to testify about a specific person to get a deal?
No, ma'am. Not at all.
Have you been offered anything on your federal sentence from doing this cooperation on this case?
No.
As part of your negotiation or your lawyer's negotiation of this case, did you give up what's called a proffer, a recorded proffer?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And even back then when you gave the proffer, did anybody tell you what you needed to say there?
No, ma'am.
Were you hired to participate in the murder of Dan Markell?
Yes, ma'am.
Who hired you to be involved in the murder?
Well, I got it from my friend, Dudu Garcia.
Is that Sigfredo Garcia?
Yes, ma'am.
How did you know him?
Childhood friends.
So, to cooperate and get this deal, you had to turn on one of your best friends?
Yes, ma'am.
Who enlisted Sigfredo Garcia to be a part of this murder?
Katie.
Who's Katie?
His wife.
Is that Catherine Magbanua?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you know who enlisted her to be involved in this murder?
Not really.
Was it a murder for hire?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you know that somebody was paying Katie?
Yes, ma'am.
And Katie was the one that brought the money to you all, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was the purpose of this murder as you understood it?
That they wanted the kids.
Who wanted the kids?
Wendy.
Okay. And did you understand that you were killing the father of the kids so that Wendy could have the kids?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you previously referred to a dentist being involved?
Yes, ma'am.
Who was the dentist?
Charlie.
And how was he related?
Katie's boyfriend, side piece, whatever you want to call him.
All right, so Katie was the wife of Garcia, but also the girlfriend of the dentist?
Yeah.
Did you have any contact with the dentist ever?
No.
Did you have any contact with any member of the Adelson family?
No, ma'am.
Everything went through Katie, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What did the dentist, if you know, have to do with the lady in Tallahassee whose kids
Who needed her kids?
I don't know nothing about them. I don't know nothing about that family.
Who was in charge of getting the money after the job was done?
Katie.
How much were you to be paid for your part in this crime?
$35,000? Yes, ma'am.
Did you know the total amount that the job paid?
No, not really.
Did you know how much Garcia got?
$40,000, I believe.
$40,000?
Yeah.
And did you know how much Katie got?
No, I don't know. I can't remember. But I think it was like 40. I think it was, total was maybe like 100, something like that.
Okay. Somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000.
Yes, ma'am.
Was it a one-time payment or was it a payment that occurred over time? It's what you got.
No, it was a one-time payment.
What did you know about the man that you came to Tallahassee to kill?
I don't know nothing about him.
How did you know who to kill?
Casatuto. Garcia.
How did he know?
Katie.
Did he have some information about the man you were here to kill?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell him what that was.
It was a piece of paper with a picture on of his face and the address.
Picture of Dan Markell's face?
Yes, ma'am.
And the address of what? Where he lived?
Of his house, yes.
Did you and Rivera refer to each other, I'm sorry, you and Garcia refer to each other as brothers?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that you and Mr. Garcia?
Yes, ma'am.
Please silence your phone.
Have you ever been to Tallahassee before you came for this case, related to this case?
Never in my life.
How many times did you come to Tallahassee related to this case?
This case, twice.
So were you with Cifredo Garcia both times?
Yeah.
Was that one time in June and one time in July?
I believe so.
And July was the second time was when the murder happened, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it just the two of you on both of these trips?
Yes, ma'am.
States 44.
No objection.
Introduce States 44, Your Honor.
States 44.
Publishing States 44. Who's this right here?
Garcia.
And this?
Katie.
Who's that?
My baby mama.
Your child's mother?
Yes, ma'am.
What's her name?
Jessica.
Okay, and that's you there?
Yes.
Was this picture taken before or after the murder?
I can't remember.
At the time of the murder, was Katie with the dentist? Was Katie with Garcia? Was she with both?
Both.
Were you at the time of this murder living with Jessica Rodriguez?
Yes, ma'am.
There's an address on the rental car contract, 1515 Northeast 135th Street, number 14. Do you recognize that address?
That's my apartment, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, let's talk about the first trip that occurred in June. How did you get here for that trip?
Well, we rented a car.
Who rented the car for the June trip?
The first one.
Yeah, if you remember.
I can't really remember. It's been so long.
But one of you, either you or Cifredo?
Yeah, I think it was Cifredo. I rented the Prius, so I never rented on the car.
Okay. So Garcia rented the car for the June trip, but it was a rental car that y'all brought up here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did you take the same route on both trips to get to Tallahassee?
Shit, I don't remember.
Okay, and did he have the paper with the picture of Dan Markell on both trips?
Yes.
And what did you do on the first trip?
We drove out here and we just followed him around to see where he lived and shit. But.
Okay, were you planning to kill him on the first trip?
I don't remember.
Okay, did you have a gun on the first trip?
Yeah.
Did you have a gun that you procured specifically to kill Dan Markell with?
Yes, ma'am.
And was that a gun that you bought off the street?
Yes, ma'am.
You bought it?
I bought it.
Okay. And were there any other guns in the vehicle for that first trip, if you know?
I think we had two.
All right. And what was the other gun?
It's a 38.
Whose gun was that?
Garcia.
On that first trip in June of 2014, did you and Garcia go to Markell's residence?
Yeah.
And did you lay eyes on him that first trip?
I believe I passed by his house and scoped him out.
You said you followed him. Do you remember where you followed him on the first trip?
Yeah, I followed him to a daycare.
Okay. How long were you here that first trip?
Maybe, I don't remember.
A couple days sound right?
Just a couple of days.
Why wasn't Dan Markell killed on that first trip, if you know?
If I remember, I wasn't gonna do nothing in front of no kids. But
he had the kids with him?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
But for whatever reason, it didn't happen on that trip.
We lost them, I believe. I believe we lost them.
Okay. And when you didn't get it done on that trip, was anyone angry at you?
At me?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
All right. Did you hear at some point that y'all were going to have to come back if you wanted to get the money and finish the job?
Yeah.
All right. So you did come back in July. Is that right?
We came back.
And that's when you came in the Prius?
Yes, ma'am.
And you rented the Prius, right?
Yes, ma'am. I did.
Okay. And that phone number that you wrote on the Prius rental agreement and wrote brother, that was Garcia's phone number?
Yeah, I think.
You took phones with you to Tallahassee for both trips, right?
Yeah.
Did you turn your phone off for the actual murder?
Yeah, I did.
What about Garcia? Do you know if he turned his phone off?
When the murder happened?
Yes, sir.
Shit. I don't remember.
Okay. Did you stay in Tallahassee for a couple nights when you came here the second time?
Yeah, we stayed here for a night or two, I think.
Okay. Did y'all rent a hotel room?
Yes.
Do you know how many guns were with you on that second trip?
Nah, just one.
You only remember one gun on that trip?
Yeah, I remember one.
And that's the murder weapon?
Yes, ma'am.
The one you bought on the street?
Yes, ma'am.
What type of gun was that?
A 38.
That's a revolver?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember an incident where there was a shot fired into the floorboard of the Prius?
Yes.
Could you tell the jurors about that?
We was driving and Garcia put the gun out and shot the gas line in the car.
Through the floorboard of the car?
Yes, ma'am.
Passenger side or the driver's side?
Passenger side.
Okay, and that was the murder weapon that fired that shot?
Shit. I don't remember.
Okay, but he was messing around with some gun and fired it into the car?
Yeah.
And were y'all driving in the car when that happened?
Yes, ma'am.
And did it disable the car?
The car started stopping. Little by little, it just started slowing down.
Okay, and that's the Prius, right?
Yes, ma'am.
How did y'all get the car going again?
We seen somebody that he knew and stopped him and took him to the auto place to get a piece of hose to put it back together.
And the guy that you saw that he knew, are you talking about a local drug dealer here that y'all had met on the first trip?
Yes, ma'am.
And that person assisted you in getting some way to fix the car?
Yes, ma'am.
Who was good with cars, you or Garcia or both?
Garcia.
All right, so he was able to make a repair to the gas line?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you follow Dan Markell again during this second trip?
Yeah.
Did you follow him to the daycare?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you actually see him drop his children off at school that morning?
Absolutely, yes.
Did you follow him to the gym where he went inside and worked out?
Yes, ma'am.
Was there a reason the murder had to be done on the day that it was done?
I believe so. I believe he was about to leave.
Who was about to leave?
Markell.
About to leave town?
Yeah.
How did you get that information?
I got it from Tudo.
Where did he get the information?
From Katie.
How did she know?
Wendy.
You think Wendy talked to Katie and told her Dan Markell's travel plans?
Yeah.
Were you present for that
phone
call? Okay. But somehow you learned that Dan Markell was leaving town the day after he was killed.
Yes, ma'am.
So it had to be done that day or he'd be gone.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that came through Garcia to you from Katie.
Yes, ma'am.
And when you say Wendy, did you know who Wendy was at the time that all this happened?
No, ma'am.
Okay, but you did know there was a lady with that you were helping get some kids back and tell us.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Were you the driver of the Green Prius?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you had a chance to see the gym video and the bus video?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you driving the Prius in those videos?
Yes, ma'am.
What happened when you got to the driveway of Dan Markell?
Well, I pulled up right behind him, and Garcia jumped out and shot him.
How many times did Garcia shoot Mr. Markell?
Twice.
Did he shoot him? Where was the victim when he was shot?
He was inside his parking garage, and his driver and was sitting down on the driver's side on the phone.
And did Garcia shoot him through the window, if you know?
Through the window.
How long would you say you were in the driveway?
Just seconds.
How was it decided which one of you would be the shooter?
Because I wasn't going to do it.
You didn't want to be the shooter?
No.
On the bus video, we see somebody in a white shirt kind of jumping around in the passenger seat. Is that Mr. Garcia?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you remember what was happening when he was doing all that jumping around?
I think he was trying to hide a gun. If I'm not mistaken, he was trying to hide it.
What did happen to the gun?
It got thrown away.
Thrown away where?
In the ocean somewhere.
All right, who threw it in the ocean somewhere?
He did.
All right, was that on the way back to Miami?
Yes, ma'am.
At some overpass somewhere between here and Miami?
Absolutely.
Where did you go after the murder? Did you go home?
We had to stop somewhere to eat, then we went home.
Did you stop at an ATM?
I don't remember.
Show you States Exhibits 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, and 43. Are these images fair and accurate photos of you pulling through an ATM?
Yes, ma'am.
And the date, July 18, 2014?
Yes, ma'am.
Pembroke Pines, is that on the way home from Tallahassee?
Yeah.
That's you at the ATM. Are you the driver?
Yes, ma'am.
And who's that in the passenger seat?
Garcia.
Move to publish introduce States 38 through 43.
Any objection?
No objection.
States 38 through 43 are admitted.
May I publish?
You may.
Is that the vehicle you were driving the day the murder was done, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Publishing 39. Is that you at the ATM machine?
Yes, ma'am.
States Exhibit 40. Is this Mr. Garcia? Is he your passenger?
Yes, ma'am.
States Exhibit 41. He's the passenger that was jumping around when we saw the car in Tallahassee on the bus video?
Absolutely.
Do you remember when you turned your phone back on after the murder?
Not really.
Do you remember who was the first phone call that either of you made after the murder?
Garcia.
Who did Garcia call?
Katie.
And were you able to hear Katie on the other end of the line when he was talking to her?
Yes, ma'am.
And were you interested in that phone call?
Yes, ma'am.
Because she was going to be the one to get you the money, right?
Absolutely.
And was that phone call in reference to letting her know it's done and she's going to get the money?
Yes, ma'am.
When did you get the money?
Saturday morning.
Is that the next day?
The next day.
Do you remember that on that Saturday morning you got a call from Catherine Magvanua?
Yes.
She was looking for you to give you the money, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And was that unusual for her to call you?
Not really. She never calls my phone.
She never calls your phone, but she couldn't get a hold of Garcia,
she
right?
She couldn't get a hold of him, so she got in contact with me.
And at that time, wasn't Garcia living with another woman?
Yes.
And that was the woman that goes by the nickname Shrimp?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's where you ended up rousting him out of, right?
Absolutely.
To go get your money, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so he wasn't living with Katie as a family at that time?
Mm-mm. Nope. Okay.
So when you say that Katie was with both of them, do you mean just that Katie was always kind of off and on with Garcia?
Yes, ma'am.
So she has other boyfriends. Sometimes he has other girlfriends, but they always find each other again?
Absolutely.
All right, tell us what happened when you got your money. How'd you get it? Where'd you get it?
I was in a barbershop, and they pulled up to my house, Katie and Garcia, and they called my phone. Hey, I think my baby mama called me. I think my baby mama called me. Well, they came to my house.
Okay, Katie and Garcia brought the money.
Yeah, I was in a barbershop, and okay. Katie and Garcia, they went to my house and brought the money.
All right, and do you know where Katie got the money from? Were you there when Katie got the money?
No.
But you knew that she was supposed to go get it?
Absolutely.
And she did?
Yes, ma'am.
How much did you get?
$35.
Was there anything unusual about how your payment was packaged?
Yeah, it was weird. It was all staple.
Never was it cash money?
Cash.
Okay, stapled how? All hundreds.
All hundreds, $1,000 staple.
Stapled into bundles of $1,000 each.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever seen stapled money before?
No.
Did you and Garcia buy anything with your cut of the money?
I just bought a motorcycle.
Yeah. Moving to evidence 46 and 47, Your Honor.
No objection to the defense.
No objection.
They are admitted.
Publishing States Exhibit 46. This yellow motorcycle, whose is that?
Garcia.
Is that something he bought with the money that was the proceeds of this murder?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what about this vehicle back here?
Yeah, he bought that one too.
He also bought that with his cut of the money?
Yeah.
And States Exhibit 47, what about this motorcycle right here?
That's mine.
Is that what you bought, or part of what you bought with your money?
Yes, ma'am.
How long after the murder did you guys make those purchases?
Days, weeks, months?
Probably like a month.
Did you make any changes to your cell phone after the murder? Did you dump your cell phone?
I don't remember.
Did you meet with Investigator Newland from my office to see if you could recognize some voices on some recorded telephone calls?
Yes, ma'am.
And did Mr. Newland play some calls for you and have you initial on a sheet if you could identify the voice
Absolutely.
On the sheet on that call?
Yes, ma'am.
States Exhibit 136. I'm going to show you what I have marked as States Exhibit 136. Do you recognize this exhibit?
Yes, ma'am.
And are these your initials here?
Yes, ma'am.
And does that mean you're verifying that the highlighted name, you know that person and that is their voice?
Absolutely.
On the particular call that that wrote?
Yes.
Judge, at this time I'd ask to move in evidence 136.
Objection.
No objection.
No. States 136, Linda.
Did you know where the dentist lived?
Nope.
Did you know that the dentist had a safe full of money?
Nope.
Did you know that the dentist was going to be paying for at least part of this murder?
No.
And if you had known that the dentist had a safe full of money, would you have driven all the way to Tallahassee to do the murder to then get the money?
No.
What would have been a better idea?
Well, he has knowledge of his own actions and where he's spending that time. Well, answer the question.
What would you have preferred to do to get the money?
I would have went and robbed them myself.
Did you suggest to Garcia on the way up to Tallahassee that y'all could just go to whoever had the money and rob them instead of doing this murder?
I mentioned something like that, yes.
But that Garcia said that wouldn't work, right?
No.
Nothing further.
Cross-examination.
Good afternoon, Mr. Garcia.
Excuse me?
I said good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just want to make sure I understood your testimony. It was your testimony that the first trip you came up on, you scoped out Mr. Mark Hill's house, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And that he was going to be taking his kids to school, so when he came out with the kids, you're trying to follow him to the school, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you got lost. He lost you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the second time that you came up, you knew he was going to be taking the children to school, and so you followed him to the school, correct?
The daycare, yes.
Yes. And then you knew he was going to be going to the gym, right?
I didn't know he was going to the gym. I just followed him.
You followed him to the gym?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you followed him to his house?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's where he was killed?
Yes, ma'am.
And the woman who wanted him to be killed, past you and Sigfredo and Katie, the woman who wanted him to be killed was Wendy Adelson, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It was she wanting her children, correct?
Absolutely.
Mr. Garcia, I'm going to show you what
Mr. Rivera.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. Mr. Rivera, I'm going to show you what's been marked as Defendant's Exhibit 50. Could you take a look at that and tell me if you recognize that?
Yeah.
And what is that?
It's like a profile of everybody's face.
Okay. And did you make some marks on this for me and then sign it on March the 11th of 2025?
Yes, I did.
You just hold on to that for a second. Mr. Vera, when we met with you that day taking your deposition, and I presented that to you, you gave us information about what had happened, pretty similar to what you talked about here today, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And when we were done talking about those things and some information about Sigfredo and Katie, I presented you with what's in front of you as Defendant's Exhibit 50, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And I asked if you would put the number 1 and circle it next to the person you know as Katie, who you said was in charge of this whole deal, correct?
Yep.
And did you do that?
Yep.
All right. And then I said, would you put a number 2 next to the person you say did this killing?
Yes.
And you did that, correct?
Yes, I did.
And that was Sigfredo Garcia.
Yes, ma'am.
The first one was Katie McVanois, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I said, would you put a number 3 next to yourself on the paper? And did you do that?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're the one who got the gun that was used to kill Danny Markell, and you drove the car that day. You didn't shoot him, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I said, if you would, please put the number 4 next to the man who was killed, and you did that with Danny Markell, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And then I said, if you would, put the number 5 next to the lady that wanted the man killed. And did you do that?
Yes, I did.
And was that with Wendy Adelson?
Yes, I did.
And then I asked you if the two people on the top of the page who have their pictures there, and the names Donna Adelson and Harvey Adelson, you see those on the top?
Yes, ma'am.
I ask you, as far as you know, were they involved in any of this? And you said no, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So I ask you to put X's next to the people who on that page were not involved in this.
Yes, ma'am.
And you did that?
Yes, I did.
Thank you. Just one moment, Your Honor.
I don't have anything further.
Redirect examination. Nothing.
No, Your Honor.
Is Mr. Rivera released or will he be recalled?
He's to remain under the ruling order.
Very well. Mr. Rivera, please do not discuss your testimony with anyone else. The bailiff will take you at this time. Parties can't approach.
More continuing coverage in the trial of Donna Adelson is coming up from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.